This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And on our website, we've got a help box. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you. 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, today is a kind of a different type of show for us here on Haystack. Normally we have businesses and partners on our show and we talk about different tips for consumer help. But this is something in a special way of helping people. And we are certainly glad to have in studio today Scott Wilder. And you've heard for many months now, Save the Children here on KLZ on our station as a whole. And also Marie Christine joins me in studio as well. Marie, how are you?
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, it is a great day, and I know
two Scotts in the studio.
Hey, two Scott W's
mixed up. Yeah, easy to do. So Scott, it is great to meet you. And growing up in Dallas, yeah. I knew your name and heard of it. So when it was mentioned here, I said, "Oh, I've heard that guy." So
that's trouble. It's always trouble when people know your name.
Absolutely,
it's great to be here, and thanks for the time. And it always feels good. It's always good to be here. But it's always good also to bump into a native Texan. I feel like we've seen the same movies. We've been to the same places. know a bunch of the same people already.
Yes, sir.
Scott, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the time.
All right, Marie. So give us a little background, you know, here of Save the Children, even coming a part of KLZ a little bit, and, you know, what all this has just meant to the station so far.
Well, yeah, this is something that's really important to me personally and to the station as a whole. You know, usually, Scott Whatley, I have to specify, you usually help consumers, but this is a chance for the person listening right now to actually help someone in a huge, and it's not overstating it, to say life-changing way. Right. What we're doing, we're focusing right now on the Horn of Africa, so countries like Ethiopia, and there are kids right now, and I'll let, you know, Scott Wilder explain more, but they're suffering from what's called severe acute malnutrition, and that's it's a serious condition. It's essentially starving to death. And you listening right now, you have the chance to actually turn the corner for that one kid. Scott, explain more.
No, that's exactly right. And maybe the best way to explain what severe acute malnutrition is to compare it to if someone were severely dehydrated. You know, you couldn't just give them a bottle of water and say, here, you're thirsty, drink this, and you'll be okay. At some point, they're suffering from a medical condition. They need extraordinary things done.
Sure.
They need a medical therapeutic solution to fix the problem. In the same way with nutrition, if you're suffering from severe acute malnutrition, you're not just hungry. So we're not just feeding a hungry child. We're saving a starving child. It's not just taking a child from one meal a day to two or two meals a day to three. It's not an extra bowl of rice or beans, or in the States, it might be a sandwich or a hamburger. It's actually taking a child that is destined for death, and you're saving their life. And you do that through what's called, it's called ready-to-use therapeutic food. It's food that is medicine. The brand name is Plumpy Nut, which is a kind of a funny-sounding name, Plumpy Nut. It's only been around for 15 years. It's the peanut-based paste. It's the consistency of Nutella. In fact, Nutella was the inspiration for it. It doesn't need to be refrigerated, which is really important in that part of the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be administered at a hospital or a clinic. So we can actually show the mother or the grandma or the father, whoever, how to feed this child. It's in a packet about the size of your hand. Think of it like the size of salad dressing at Chick-fil-A. You just tear off the corner and you squeeze it directly into the mouth of a child. So it's medicine that is food. It's food that's medicine. And it's what Save the Children is doing in these areas. We mentioned Ethiopia, East Africa, Somalia, Yemen, the Horn of Africa, the part of the world that is suffering as a result of the worst drought in 50 years. They now have a nutrition issue because lack of water is ultimately a nutrition issue.
Sure.
If you have no water for people, you have no water for crops. You have no crops for animals or crops for your family or crops to sell at market. You have no water for livestock, so you have no livestock to provide nutrition for families and no livestock you can sell at market. And so ultimately, you know, it's always the kids that suffer first and worst. And they're kind of the canaries in the mine. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that really are impacted first. So they're the ones that suffer from severe acute malnutrition. We have a chance here together to change that, to provide the emergency nutrition to save their life. It's easy to do. And can I just share the phone number? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Please do.
The phone number, if you want the 800 number, it's 800-570-5155. 800-570-5155. A $60 one-time gift can provide enough emergency nutrition to save the life of a child, and there is a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now. So this holiday season, just know that your $60 becomes $120, your $600 becomes $1,200. We've even had a woman recently when I was in Seattle, and she said, I want to do this for 100 kids. And I thought, do you mean $100? She said, no. I want this for 100 kids. I said, ma'am, that's $6,000. She said, I know. I've been so lucky. I've been so blessed. We've had businesses that have said, you know what, we've had a great year this year, and we're going to give back. We're going to find a way to give back. Yes, it's a tax-deductible donation. I know you don't do it for that reason, but it's nice to have that as a thank you. So the number is 800-570-5155. You can do a one-time gift or a monthly gift if you want to. We have another way to contact us, and it's really easy. On your cell phone, it's a phone call, not a text. You dial #250. Dial #250. Then when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. That's it. Dial #250. Think of it as a speed dial. Dial #250, and the keyword is Crawford. They'll say, give us your keyword, and you say Crawford. It takes you right to the right place. Or, of course, you can go online, do it online, safe and secure, at SaveChildrenKLZ.org. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And remember, it's a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now, so everything you do is going to be matched dollar-for-dollar. I've been there. I've seen it. I was in Ethiopia most recently. In February, I'll be going back to Africa for my 14th time to Africa to see the conditions there and what's going on there. Yes, Save the Children also works here in the United States. Times of crisis, the hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, the hurricanes that have come through, Save the Children is on the ground there. In fact, it is the go-to organization for both FEMA and the Red Cross. If the FEMA gets somewhere before we're there, and that's probably not likely, but if they get there before we're there and they see specific needs for children, they call Save the Children. Same thing with the Red Cross. They call Save the Children. So you're partnering with people that have been around for 100 years. Next May will be our 100th anniversary, and 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need, and I hope you'll join us. So that's how we're doing it. That's what we're doing. And I'd like to say, we're saving the lives of kids. How many will you save? It's not that Save the Children does this. Save the Children is just the conduit through which it is done. I mean, it's done by the people listening. It's done by the people listening right now, regular people, right, who might say, yeah, that could be me. That could be my kids. That could be my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And, I was saying earlier that when you go to these places and you see it, you go to a hospital where these kids are being taken care of, these babies, really under the age of two, and somebody says, gosh, they must have been just like crying like crazy. The whole place is full of crying children. And I say, that's the weird part. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. There's no crying. They're not even strong enough to cry. I mean, they are so close to the end. And so today, your $60 one-time gift can save the life of one child. More does more. And remember, whatever you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Yeah, and Scott Watley, you were asking earlier, why Save the Children is such a great fit for KLZ. And I would say, honestly, that story you told, Scott Wilder, about the woman who said, out of my plenty, I'm going to give $6,000 to save these kids. KLZ is a God and country station. Mm-hmm. We're making sure that we stick to our founding principles here in America, that we have this prosperous country. But why?
Right.
We're doing that so that we can be a blessing to other people. And that's where I get so excited, because I consider myself wealthy. I mean, I have a flushing toilet. That right there is wealthy,
Sure.
And because of that, I believe in God, and I believe he's blessed me on purpose so that I can help people who are in need. He uses us as his hands and feet. And that's what Save the Children lets us do.
Yeah, I would say blessed to bless. I mean, that's it. We're blessed so that we can bless others. And it also is a blessing to bless others. It's just, if you take the whole religious thing out of it, it's just good to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels good to do good. I mean, when you're doing good, it's good. And so, if you're motivated this way or that, that's fantastic. And certainly that's my motivation. That's why I've been in the last 20 years around the world 30 times. And have seen what I've seen, and will always say yes when I'm asked to go, because I think it's ours to do. And if we don't do it, I don't know who's going to do it. And we mistake too many times the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. You know, we say, somebody ought to do something about this. And we say, yeah, you know, it's tough. But I got to, I mean, Americans are hard to motivate. I'm hard to motivate. I mean, if it doesn't affect my cable TV reception or my my connectivity.
Yeah.
I mean, man, if I'm watching a sporting event and my cable or my satellite goes out, I mean, within 2 seconds, yeah. I'm going,
snow covers my dish. Yeah. I'm screaming. I'm running out barefooted in the snow, scraping the dish off.
Somebody's got to do something about this. You know, but you tell me there are kids that are starving. I kind of, yeah, it's tough. You know, it's a tough world. But, you know, I just think, you know, especially this time of year, you know, we give out of gratitude. We're here right before Thanksgiving. Think about the number of kids you're going to have there in your house, kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews. Everybody's together, you know, and imagine a woman who is not even thinking about how great a Thanksgiving she'll have, or a great Christmas or a great New Year for her kids. She just wants her kids to live.
Sure.
And today, you know, you're that hero. You're the one with the cape. It's not Save the Children. We're just a conduit through which it happens. I mean, we've built infrastructures over 100 years. We have relationships inside countries where otherwise you couldn't even get, your money couldn't get places, maybe because those relationships are not built. Well, we've built those. And all you have to do is say, I'll be a part of it. So nobody's asked to do everything, but I think everybody's asked to do something. And I think we're obligated to, because I've been blessed. And so we're blessed to bless. 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or on your cell phone, dial #250, and when prompted, say the keyword Crawford.
You know, there's probably 8 Starbucks within about a mile from here.
At least.
And every one of them, I go, because I sit here for the hour. Other than that, in the mornings, I do meetings, and I go in there, and people are spending $8 on a coffee, okay, and that's not buying anything else. And so I think most of us, if you have that app on your phone and it just replenishes every time you get low and it goes back to $25 like mine does, I'd kind of be afraid to look at that and see what I spend just at a Starbucks, you know, when it could be going to something like this.
And you know, what I say is I don't think it's an either or. I'm not one to say, you know, don't do this other stuff.
For sure.
Don't. But if we're doing that other stuff, I think we ought to do this. I was saying this earlier that I was surprised to learn that, you know, Halloween is the second most expensive holiday in America. People spend more money on Halloween than every other holiday except for Christmas. And then I saw a statistic this last time that blew me away, and it was that this last year, Americans spent $500 million on costumes for their pets. For our pets.
And I heard $2 billion on candy.
Isn't that something?
$2 billion.
And so, you know, I would never be a person to say, hey, don't do that, don't do that. Look, I happen to know some people that have pets that they bought costumes for, so I don't want to offend anybody, and some of them are people I'm related to. But I would say if we can do that, we can also do this. And I say this is why we're blessed. You know, we're blessed so we can be conduits through which it passes to other people. And it is such a blessing to be able to do it. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get a yellow fever shot. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to sleep under a mosquito net. You don't, if you can find one. You don't have to take the malaria drugs, which, by the way, give you great and crazy dreams, not always great in a good sense. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'll do it. $60 or $30 a month for the next 12 months or whatever the amount is. I just think it's not about how much, it's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives, but about how many of us will say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. I want to do something. And you know, when you sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, when you sit down and do your reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve with the kids, with the grandkids, you can know, yeah, we did something really good together. And so I hope people will, because the world's bigger than the things we see. And just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. But the good news is, you know, we have been given so much. We are so blessed that we'd certainly share a little bit, just a little bit, can make a world, you know, little as much
sure.
for people who have nothing. And so we think, well, I couldn't really do very much. What I have wouldn't make a difference. But believe me,
it adds up.
It does add up. And your $60, $100, whatever the amount is. And somebody listening right now might be particularly blessed, maybe a business, particularly blessed. And you say, you know what? Some of the things that have happened, even things that I didn't even vote for, have ended up being good for my business in ways I could not have imagined. yeah, I want to be a part of it. $1,000 here, $1,000 there, and all of a sudden we're saving lots of kids' lives.
Check out the website, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. Once again, that 800 number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. And again, real easy on your smartphone. Just do #250 when prompted. Say the keyword Crawford, and you can donate there as well. We've got another segment here coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Hey, Stack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Marie Christine's also in studio with us. Our special guest, Scott Wilder, and we are talking about Save the Children. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is a great organization. And, you know, just to let you know, I know as a station, and I know here for my show, you know, we don't just have anybody on and talk about giving money. I mean, we know these people. And I think, Scott, unfortunately, sometimes there's some bad apples out there, and then people see on the news, and they don't know who to give to this time of year. But, you know, one thing I really love about this is you've been there, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's crucial.
Well, and I think, you know, people still have, for the most part, a good heart.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to find, when we see something bad going on, I think we say, what can I do? And then we say, who can I trust?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can't know everything. But if I know people who know things, mm-hmm. then, you know, I can get it done. And so Save the Children has been doing this for 100 years. We're 125 countries around the world, also working right here at home. Yes, plenty of stuff is going on right here at home all the time by Save the Children. And let me give you one example real quick. We put this in place in refugee camps in other countries. I mean, people that are fleeing Syria, people in the Yemen problem right now, they're refugee camps. And we have this thing in place there, but we also put it in place at shelters. So when there's a shelter because of a hurricane or a flood or wildfires, we put these things in place, and they're called child-friendly spaces. And it can't sound simple, but I got to tell you, it makes a world of difference. And what they are is they're a designated part of the shelter, and it is only for children and the parents of those children. The parents can bring their child to a place that has paid, trained staff, a protected area, that they can leave their kids while the mom and dad go work on, did their house blow away? Do they have to get a loan from the government? What are the forms they have to fill out from FEMA to get a loan or whatever, the grant or whatever it is? The stuff you don't want your kids being a part of. You want the kids to have a chance to be kids. And so kids go in, and they're in a safe place, a child-friendly space, inside the shelters, or in the case of internationally, inside the refugee camps. And those kids are safe there. When the wildfires, I know we're paying attention to California, and certainly we're on the ground there, but the wildfires that blew through about a year and a half ago in Sevierville and Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in three of those counties where Save the Children was working, as a result of those wildfires and displaced families, we had already been in three of those counties for 83 years. We knew all the superintendents of schools. We knew all the principals. We knew all the parents. So people knew they could trust Save the Children. So we came in and we were able to provide either places for kids to be kids, or we provide meals. In the case of Hurricane Harvey, we're providing things as simple as diapers and baby shampoo and umbrella strollers and cribs, because that very first night, that with families that were driven from Houston up into San Antonio, at those shelters, we had 22 babies that were sleeping in cardboard boxes. So FEMA calls and says, Save the Children, what can you do? And it never happened again. Those kids had strollers. Those kids had cribs. Those kids had something as simple as a tub to wash a young child, an infant. Shelters don't have that. Sure. They have cots and stuff like that. And think about this for a second. When you have something like that, let's say it's a hurricane. You know, we raise our kids and we tell them two things for the most part over and over again. We talk about stranger danger, and we talk about the safest place is your home. Now, think about what it is for a kid. Now, you know, parents and adults, we have the ability to measure a moment against the past and the future. Mm-hmm. Kids are not like that. You know, it's much more dramatic for kids. They don't have the ability to balance that out. And so what they know is at that moment, they have lost their safest place. Their safest place might not even exist anymore. And that night, they are sleeping in a gymnasium with 1,000 people that are strangers. So when it comes to what Save the Children does, everything we do is measured by whether it is effective and efficient for children, believing that every child has a right to a healthy start, every child has a right to safety and protection from harm, every child has a right to an education, every child has a right to grow and meet their potential. And so that's how it's measured. Now, along the way, we make lives better for parents, too. But it's all measured by whether it's effective and efficient for children. And so that's what we're doing, whether it's over there or over here. You know, one of the differences I would say about the over there and over here is we have lots of safety nets here in the States.
Right.
I mean, you maybe have a faith safety net, you have a family safety net, you have a community safety net, you have maybe a local safety net, a safe safety net, I mean, a state safety net. You have several layers of safety nets from the federal government. It's not like that in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to be that safety net. And imagine if everyone were going through the same thing at the same time. You can't turn to a neighbor. You can't turn to somebody else. They have kids that are starving, too. They have kids that have nothing to eat. I remember, you know, when you meet a mom with twins, and I have twin boys. They're twin men now, but they're 23. When you meet a mom with twins, or 3 months old, twin boys, 3 months old, and she says, you know, there's no food for me. The only way I've been able to feed my children is obviously to nurse them. And now I can't even produce any milk to breastfeed my children. And these boys are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. You know, your gift today is saving a child like that. And maybe you think about brothers and sisters, or maybe you think about twins. You know that your gift of $120 can do that for two kids. And, of course, with a dollar-for-dollar match, whatever you do is going to be doubled in its impact, double in the good that you can do. And that is a limited time, dollar-for-dollar match. You don't want to wait, you know, a couple of months to do that. This is urgent. This is the time to do it. And we have a goal here at the radio station to save as many children's lives as we can. And the question is, how many will you save? Let me get the phone number again real quick. It's 800. It's a toll-free number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. Or really easy on your cell phone. It's a phone call, not a text. So you dial #250, dial #250, and when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. It'll take you to the same place. Crawford is your keyword. Or go online to Save Children, KLZ.org, and click on the banner when you get there.
And Marie, sitting on several interviews so far today with Scott, I mean, what are some of the things that maybe, okay, we've heard about organizations like this, kind of knew what it was about, but what really hit home to you?
Honestly, for me, it's some of the stories that Scott has told me, because it's, you know, as an American, it's hard for me to picture what would that be like. And one of the stories that really stuck in my head is, Scott Wilder, you were telling me about a grandmother who I presume the reason the grandmother was caring for this child was because the parents had passed away. And this grandmother had to walk, you know, barefoot across, you know, hot African plains to get to a Save the Children outpost carrying this little baby that was, I mean, basically on the brink of death. And for this grandma to have somebody look her in the eye and say, this kid is going to live to see tomorrow.
Right.
And that's because somebody in America gave $60 to get this peanut paste. And for that grandma, I mean, that's the difference between hopelessness and hope. That's huge to me. I'm going to start crying right now because it's so cool.
Once again, SaveChildrenKLZ.org and that 800 number, 800-570-5155. And most of you right now can pick up your phone, hit that #250. Keyword is Crawford. Donate through there. And as Scott mentioned, this is a $60 gift is now being matched. So that turns into $120. And, you know, I realize this time of year, hey, you're planning your Christmas time, your Christmas gifts, all these different things. And you know what? Most of our kids, if we had little ones, they play with the box more than the toy. And, you know, hey, but you know what? Let your kids know, hey, they changed a kid's life. Maybe let them know that, you know, hey, we did this to help another child not only have a better Christmas, have a better life, and even a chance at living. So again, that number is 800-570-5155. And I'll tell you what we'll do, Sportsman of Colorado, Haystack Help, we'll give you $500 today.
Oh, my goodness.
So
goodness gracious.
We'll do that, and that'll turn into $1,000, and we're happy to do that
thank
for you
so
as well.
Much.
And, you know, when you look at this, so you've been doing this a long time with different nonprofits, all the things, and you were telling me a little bit before the show here, you, you know, you kind of work with a couple of other groups, but a lot of good groups around, but what was really made you go, this is the one I'm putting my life with?
Yeah, I think it's because when you go and you see, I've said before that I think from far away, you can fool anyone over a short period of time, but up close over a long period of time, it is impossible to fool almost anyone. You're going to see the real deal when you're around people over a long period of time, especially under some stressful situations. You know, when you're, and I won't detail them all, but when you're in Nigeria and there's a road block ahead and there are people with automatic weapons, and you really think this is not a good situation, bad stuff can happen. You get a sense of who people really are. And when you can see that in people, you want to partner with them to do. And the efficiency of it all, 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need. The fact that, you know, I spend four times this every single month on cell phones just so we can have, you know, those little baby TVs also make phone calls now.
Sure.
You know, so it's a lot of it's just about entertainment. So right. I would say every now and then we could say, hey, let's make it about something more important than that. And I'm happy to do my little part. If I can go and see something, I come back and tell. If I have an opportunity to go and see, I think of an obligation to come and tell for people who can't go right now. And they'll participate. And I hope they will. So it's easy to do. And the dollar-for-dollar match, buy one, get one. But instead of shoes or socks or ties, it's children's lives. I think it's a good thing.
Sure. I'd love to challenge all of our listeners. Let's show what we're about, okay? And it's a great time of not only year to do this, but you know what? As Scott mentioned earlier, it's just a great thing to help out. 87 cents of every dollar, and I think that's important. I mean, because you never know with some of these groups.
Exactly.
So, and folks, to match this, all right? Hey, not everybody can give $5,000, $10,000, $1,000, whatever. This is a match, so your $60 turns into $120 in 1 second. So take advantage of that. 800-570-5155, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And again, on your smartphone, just #250, keyword Crawford, and you can make your donation there. Sorry we're out of time on this, but man, Scott, it's been great to meet you, and you're always welcome here. Marie, thanks for setting this up.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here.
All right. Let's do it, folks. Let's save some lives today. 800-570-5155. We'll be right back.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC. A-N-I-C, to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
November is Senior Pets Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Did you know that if your dog or cat is 7 years old, they're actually a senior citizen? All through November, bring your pet in to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for their senior pet check. And you'll be entered into their weekly drawing for one of their fabulous senior pet gift baskets. Call today and schedule your senior pet check. 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Help your pet live a long and healthy life. Call now, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. One of the folks that's been with us really since we started, Online Trading Academy, John Hinkle is with us in studio today. John, good to see you.
Great to see you, Scott.
Online Trading Academy. Man, you guys have been doing this a long time. You know, you see, we're both around the same age, and boy, you see a lot of companies go in and out of business. You got to be doing something right to be doing it as long as Online Trading Academy has.
Yeah, we've got our students really appreciate the experience that they have with the academy, and we've continued to grow. We're celebrating 20 years of educating people about the financial markets, teaching people how to trade, invest, teaching our patented core strategy. From Wall Street to Main Street for the last 20 years, including 9 in Denver.
Right. Wow. Man, it's already been 9. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Time has flown. You know, and we mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, I mean, you did this for a long time, very successfully. What's really changed what you were doing 25 years ago to today in the whole trading world?
You know, there's been some amazing changes. I started out, just to give you a little background, Scott, I started out as a floor trader trading in the pits in Chicago. I moved from Arizona to Chicago in 1987, which was a tough year to learn.
Yeah.
And I traded for myself, trading for my own account for 25 years, 15 on the floor and then 10 after that trading electronically. Now, when I got started, Scott, it was all open outcry. And to get the best price and to have the best chance of being successful in the markets, you needed to be on the exchange floor. And so that meant you had to live in New York or London or Chicago. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, The internet's changed everything.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many ways it's affected your life, and none more than the way it potentially could affect your wallet with trading and investing. Nowadays, all trading is electronic, so you can be really anywhere in the world. And we have students that live in Puerto Rico. We have students that spend half the time here in Denver and half the time, in a warmer climate in the winter.
Sure.
You can be anywhere in the world and make money in the markets. And that's a really profound change.
Right. What do you look for in a student? I mean, well, you say, hey, if you possess these two or three attributes, you got to give this a try. Because we don't want to, we always say, like you just said, hey, you can do this, be your own boss kind of deal. But there takes some discipline. It's some work.
So there's three things that we look for in a student, three main characteristics. And I want to say that this is more people can do this than you'd think. There's really three main criteria. You need to be coachable.
Yep.
You need to be able to hold yourself accountable, and you need to be willing to put in some work.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, I really believe we can teach anybody how to trade the market. The skill set, just like any other, no one was born a great investor or trader. They
sure.
learned it just like anything else. And as long as you're coachable, you're willing, hold yourself accountable. We can teach you this.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to have people that have done it, because luckily we can learn from some of your, mistakes. I don't mean your mistakes, but I just mean things that happened in the past. And that's why you guys call this patented methods, because they work.
Yeah, we've developed a method of anticipating market moves really with great precision. It's a patented method that we teach our students, a step-by-step process that we've been doing now for 20 years. We've been teaching people. And the key thing is, anyone can learn it. It's just be willing to put in the time and learn the skill set.
Right. Can we give away a few passes?
Let's do that.
All right. We're going to give away five passes right now to the first five callers. Now, here's what this is all about. This is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. This has a $500 value, but again, it's going to cost you nothing but a few hours of your time. John's going to be kind enough to waive that tuition fee. If you call right now and mention Haystack Help Radio, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Seating is extremely limited, so you got to call now. And once again, that number for this free half-day class is 303-217-4511. They do these classes, quite often. So you can go to their website, tradingacademy.com, to kind of look at maybe a schedule. But probably best just to call. Number one, call. Make sure you get one of these five free passes. And they can work with you on a schedule, see when they got a class that fits you. And, again, this is just a great opportunity. Now, we've talked about the instructors just a little bit, but wanted to delve into that just a little bit more because as we said, a lot of them came from the academy themselves. Now they're teaching there. What do you think makes a good instructor?
I think number one, you want to make sure that they know what they're doing, that they're
yeah,
actually
yeah.
teaching a right. skill set that they're familiar with. So all our traders are required to submit their statements to prove that they're actually trading in the markets on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
And prove that they're professional traders. Number two, you need somebody that can effectively communicate to people and communicate in terms that often are foreign to students. I mean, many of our students are brand new to the markets. They don't have a significant financial vocabulary, and they need to be able to communicate in a meaningful way concepts, ideas, so that people can take action on it, so that people can have actionable results and put that in their own trading investing.
Sure. A few recent testimonials here, just real quick, said if you're looking for financial freedom, Online Trading Academy has the tools to let you achieve it. And it's from Dustin Height. Here's one. Through Online Trading Academy, I have the knowledge, and I love this word, support. I need to be a successful investor for the rest of my life. Thank you, OTA, from Dwayne Strickler. When they talk about support, what do they mean in there?
You know, we have, I think first thing is, I want to say, Online Trading Academy, we have a physical campus where people go to, where they learn hands-on. In fact, in some of our more advanced classes, people actually trade with our money. We allow them to actually trade live with our money. We have that much confidence in what we're doing with them. And we've got people there that, you know, help with, you know, sometimes... we have students that have a wide range of experience. Some of them are maybe not real comfortable with the computer. We'll help them get more comfortable with the computer. Others need, you know, they need just a little bit more help understanding concepts. We have both online resources for them. We've got in-person support personnel. We've got a whole team that really works to help someone develop the skills needed to be successful in the market.
Right. Well, take advantage of this class. Again, this is very kind of John to do. I mean, be very easy to charge for this. But you know what? We want to make sure it's a good fit for you, and I think this is a tremendous way to do that. So right now, first five callers, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511 for your chance to go to one of these classes. Absolutely no charge to you. They last around three and a half hours. Is that right, John?
About 3 hours.
About 3 hours, okay. And but again, seating is limited, so you got to call now, 303-217-4511. And you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, again, I think, as we talked about, you know, in an earlier segment too, so many people struggle with things. This just seems like a way to finally take some control. And like I say, you see very successful people that come into your class. I mean, in all terms, for most of it, they'd be successful. But they feel like they need more control. So it must be good for everybody to have more control over your finances.
You know, we see people that are very wealthy and people that are just kind of getting started with their careers. It really doesn't matter. It's a skill that nearly everyone needs to have. I mean, maybe if you're Warren Buffett, you've already got it. But for most people, they need to develop a way to grow their money, because you're not going to do it in a bank account.
Right, right. You know, one other real quick one right here, and I love this one. It says, exceeded all my expectations, Online Trading Academy, that is, provides an excellent foundation and skills for investing and trading in the markets. And that's what really this is a foundation.
It really is. It's so much more. It's really, for many people, it's life-changing. It gives them the opportunity to pursue things that they're passionate about rather than just chasing a paycheck.
Yeah. Once again, take advantage of this class. Again, you don't get many chances to go to something like this where you're going to have the quality of instructors. You know, and this isn't something that's just, reading through all these, and I have a ton of these things, but one guy says here, this is a great program that offers all the critical knowledge and tools. Another one, Online Trading Academy gives you the skills to succeed. This is a good class. This is a great class. If you want to make a change today, make it. But you got to make the call, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Well, John, always great information, and man, thanks for being such a great partner for us, and thanks for helping so many of our listeners. We've had a ton of them go through, and viewers from our CBS show, so thanks for doing us a good job.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to call GIA and review your Medicare Advantage and prescription plans for 2019. Because Medicare may have made changes to the available doctors and specific medications covered by your plan. You see, doctor networks and prescription drug formularies change. So you want to find out before January arrives and you suddenly find yourself stuck with the wrong plan. Don't worry. Group insurance analysts will do all of the confusing research for you. First, they'll meet you in person to figure out what you need. Then, since they represent more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare plans from many different insurance companies to find the right plan at the best price for you. Best of all, GIA offers this invaluable service at no cost to you. So call Group Insurance Analysts to begin reviewing the 2019 Medicare plans now. 303-423-0162.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thanks for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio Steve Hurley. Steve is our reverse mortgage specialist. He is with Affordable Interest Mortgage. They are located at 7400 East Arapahoe Road in Centennial. And here you can reach him at 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Hurley. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning to you.
See you.
Good
man,
to be here.
Hard to believe every guest I've had in the last few days. I keep saying this, but man, it's hard to believe. It's going to be the end of the year, and we'll be going Happy New Year in a few weeks.
Yes, we are.
Man, it's
crazy. And we got things we need to do between now and the end.
We
of the
do.
Year, of course, you know?
We do.
We got a lot of business to handle.
Absolutely. And so, again, as I mentioned, Steve is our reverse mortgage specialist and the person that we highly, highly recommend, and actually the only person that we do recommend in this arena with reverse mortgages. So as you look back through the year, Steve, and, you know, you think of all the different clients, the situations and all that, I thought we'd talk a little bit today, you know, just about the whole process of it, but yet even the process of mentally, I mean, you know, who's this for? What when people call you and they say, hey, I want to do a reverse mortgage, what triggered in their mind to make them think about a reverse mortgage?
Well, Scott, first of all, most of them don't call and say they want a reverse mortgage.
Right.
They call because they want to learn, hopefully, about reverse mortgages. And that starts us down the path of education. So that being a critical part of the process. With the very little information from them that they give me, which is primarily their name, their address, their dates of birth, from that point forward, I can go ahead and pretty much figure out whether I'm able to help them or not. Of course, the one thing I left out was, do you own anything on your home? And if you do, how much do you owe? And oh, by the way, what do you think the value of that property might be?
Right, right.
That's the interesting part, because that's really the unknown.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to say, do most people know that? Are they usually close, or are they way off?
All the above.
Right.
But primarily, if somebody is internet savvy, they've gotten on Zillow or, you know, HomeQuest or something, you know, and they get on there and they think, oh my goodness, my house is really worth $425,000.
Right.
Well, we really don't know that, but if they believe that, that's my starting point with them. Okay, then how much do you owe? Well, then they'll tell me that. And then almost immediately I can find out if there is an immediate benefit to them. And as you go down the road and we chat a little bit farther, then I start talking about the process itself. That being, where do we go from here? And I said, well, you've given me enough information where I can give you some preliminary numbers, but those I want to share with you face to face. Because when we do it and it's not face to face, very seldom is that fruitful for either one of us. One, they don't know me, I don't know them, other than the fact that they came to me because they were recommended by a previous client, or they heard about it here on the radio.
Yep.
You know? And one, that's why we're here today, because we need to get more of those calls.
Sure.
And because I only have so many referrals, but being able to speak with these folks and say, okay, here's the process. I sit down with them, and one of the very first questions I ask is, what is it you want to do?
Yeah, what's your goal?
Yeah. What is that goal? And, oh, by the way, do you need to do this, or have you thought about maybe this might be something you'd want to do because it could probably free up some of your finances relative to what you're spending on a monthly basis now?
Because I'm sure there's some people might need the money for something, but a lot of times it's just peace of mind to, hey, be able to flip on a computer or something and look in there and see you've got some positive funds in there.
That's correct.
An emergency.
For sure. And being able to have that, as an example, a line of credit that might be available to you. You don't have to use it, but knowing that it's out there in case you need it. You know, life happens. People need to be able to access funds, in this case, equity in their home.
Right.
Well, they can't necessarily easily do that as a retiree because most banks will look at their finances, and if they're close, they won't give them a loan.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the world of reverse mortgages, we have a certain amount of latitude available to us that's not as stringent, if you will, as a bank. But what it does do is it allows me to tell my client or my potential client that, you know, if you do this, we can get rid of certain obligations that you have now. You can still have some money available to you later. Do you want to do that? Well, I want to think about it. Well, okay, well, then let's think. I'll think with you, if you don't mind, and then let's take it from there. Well, what's the next step will be the question I get most often. Well, here's the process. The process says that you have to go through counseling. Counseling? Why do I have to go through counseling? Well, it's pretty simple. FHA requires it. Okay. This is an FHA-insured loan. Now, not all reverse mortgages, as an aside, not all reverse mortgages are FHA-insured because some of them go beyond the FHA limit, which is like $670-something thousand dollars.
Okay.
From a valuation standpoint. So what they can do is they go through this counseling, and even prior to counseling, once they set up that session, more often than not, the counselor is going to send them, if I haven't already provided it to them, which I usually do, is they're going to want to look at the financial picture of the client. And it's pretty in-depth. How much are you spending every month? Where's your income coming from? Those questions have to be answered, and they have to pass that financial assessment.
Right.
If they don't, or if they're on the border and they've still got a lot of equity available to them, then there's this thing referred to as a life expectancy set aside. We'd rather not have to do that because what happens is, regardless, let's assume they have $100,000. That could go into a line of credit. But their credit report doesn't support the fact that they're really good with their finances.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily paying all their bills on time. That life expectancy set aside will take that person's age into account, multiplied by however many years are left in that area,
sure.
Which normally, if a person's 62, they're going to want to do a set-aside for about 18 years, okay? If that's $4,000 a year, take 4,000 times 18,
mm-hmm.
What do you got? You got $64,000 that's being set aside that now you don't have access to.
Right.
So we want to make sure that, if at all possible, we can keep them out of that life expectancy set-aside arena.
Sure.
Sometimes that means we just go, look, why don't we just wait for a few months, get these things cleaned up, and then let's go back and let's look at it and let's see what it's done to your credit and how that might help you.
Right.
Significantly.
Steve Hurley is with us. Once again, he's with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. And as Steve mentioned, when you call, make sure you mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. And free consultation, and whether that be by phone, whether that be you want to come to his office, they are located kind of in the Greenwood Village area off Arapahoe in Quebec, or you know what, Steve will be happy to come to you as well. Just cook him a little dinner, or some chocolate chip cookies or something like that. And, hey, do that, I may come with it. But 720-895-0500. You know, you mentioned education a little bit, and I think so many times people – believe what maybe neighbors say. They see so much in media with TV ads or whatever about reverse mortgages, and that maybe they're bad, or they've heard financial planners say, oh, they're not never a good thing. And this is really an education. I don't really look at you as selling something to someone. I look at you as educating people just on really what a reverse mortgage is and what it isn't.
Well, that's absolutely true, because when I meet with these people, they have to be educated to make a reasonable decision, or the decision that's good for them. You know, if they don't do it, I understand that. What I do then is I just say, look, we part as friends, and I want you to, you know, I wish you well.
Right.
But for those people that decide that they want to pursue it a little farther, then the education really does begin. I give them significant amounts of information when I meet with them. Some of it is required by law/rule, which is one of the documents. It's called Use Your Home to Stay at Home, which was put out by the National Council on Aging.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 30-something page document. It's not,
sure.
It's not really all that arduous to read. It's big print.
Right.
But that's one of the things. Then we talk about the counseling process itself, what they need to be prepared for should they decide that they want to do this. Other than that, then I can give them a preliminary proposal based upon the information they've given me,
mm-hmm.
which is, at this point, they probably would have given me their Social Security number by now. If they haven't, it doesn't matter. I don't need it for that.
Right.
I just need it when we pull credit to make sure that there are no mechanics liens on the property that they're unaware of. And it happens often. People
sure.
don't realize it.
Huh.
Well, we didn't pay that roofer because he didn't do a stand-up job.
10 years ago, and they forgot.
10 years yeah. ago, and they forgot, and guess what? There's a lien on the property. So we do that, and by the way, that helps educating them. They don't even know that these things have happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we start off on the right foot at that point.
Sure.
Then we talk about what type of reverse mortgage would you be interested in? Well, sometimes there isn't a choice, and that's because there's not enough to do one that would allow a line of credit. There's not enough equity to allow a line of credit. And so what it does is it gives my client an alternative, which is a fixed rate reverse mortgage. Well, people will normally say, well, I'd rather have a fixed rate compared to a line of credit. Well, here's a reality check. Let's assume you don't have any of those LISA requirements or life expectancy set-asides. With the line of credit available to you, and that is an adjustable rate mortgage, you have access to all of those funds that would be readily available to you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's fixed rate, you get a percentage, and the rest of that fixed rate is not available to you. It could be $60,000-$70,000. It just goes, I'm sorry, you cannot ever touch this.
Right.
Well, they can. Well, how do they do that? Then they have to do another reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be probably several years down the road before that makes any sense for them, because they have to meet certain requirements for us to even be able to do a reverse to reverse.
Right.
Okay? Five times whatever the cost of the loan is.
Right.
So if it costs $5,000 to do the loan and there's only $20,000 available, guess what? But mm-hmm. it doesn't compute.
Right.
Okay. So it's all part of that process.
Absolutely. Great to have you in. We're going to be doing some more shows on this. And if you, Steve, can help you, give him a call. 720-895-0500. As I mentioned, this is a free consultation. It will cost you nothing to meet with Steve, and he'll be glad to come to you as well. So give him a call, 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.